flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
On to Juan and Lewis, a brother shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I haven't rolled dice in a while. Maybe we go to the casino in Philly, B. It went so well for me last time I tried to go to a casino in Philadelphia.
Yeah, you might not want to do that, though.
Yeah, I think I'll wait for New Orleans.
Actually, you wasn't trying to go to a casino. You were trying to go home.
Nah, man. The problem was I was going home. Then I decided I was going to the casino.
So you know, this is the first time you told that part of the story, dog.
I went back to
the
hotel.
You claimed that you woke up on a bridge. You thought you was going to the hotel. It's what you said.
No.
Now you're saying you were trying to go to the casino.
I decided.
Lanfield, you heard the story.
When I got
He's
home.
Lying right now, isn't he?
When I got, I was
I mean,
headed
he's
to the
usually
hotel.
Lying.
Dude, you said I fell asleep the car
that,
and I was going across the bridge and said, dude, I'm not going there. Now you saying you went to the hotel and you got in another Uber?
I think it was an actual taxi cab.
I think you need to not do anything when you go anywhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. Goodness. A lot of folks think that. I got this text from C-Dub1906. He says, is it just me or do these Eagles guys have this dismissive arrogance? Yes, they do. They are extremely arrogant about this game, and I think that might come back to bite them. Helping us figure out who's going to win this weekend is our friend, Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Hello, Gov. How you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing good, Gov.
Gov, there's a lot of football to talk about. But I know you have a lot of platforms, a lot of opportunities to speak. I don't know how frequently you get to vent. And I imagine, as excited as you were about the burgundy and gold, maybe I'm going to give you a moment if you'd like to vent about your Ravens.
You know, I've gone through all five stages of grief. You know, it was anger. It was frustration. It was denial. I'm now to acceptance. I'm now to the fifth stage of it. It was hard, man, because, listen, I mean, the Ravens are still, I really believe, the better team. The Ravens are better than the Bills. But you cannot win games when you're turning the ball over so much and you're not protecting the ball. I mean, you got to protect the ball. You got to stay away from dumb penalties. And I think that was a big issue. I mean, people keep on talking about what happened with Mark Andrews at the end and the drop pass. Fine. But let's be clear, we should not have been in that position where Mark Andrews dropping a 2-point conversion would have been enough to get us into overtime in the first place. Like, you cannot play such sloppy football, not in this time in the playoffs. And it's one of the reasons why I think if you, and just from a completely objective perspective, the two teams that are playing the best football right now are the Chiefs and the Commanders. And it's very simple. They're not making dumb mistakes. And if you do that in the NFL playoffs, you can be successful. Stay hot, stay healthy, don't make dumb mistakes. It's pretty simple. And so it's frustrating because, I mean, you know, I still do believe Lamar Jackson is going to be the MVP. I think he's earned it because I think he had an unbelievable year. He is now a three-time MVP, and he's 28 years old, which is absolutely insane. I think the Ravens still have a really, really good, strong team. And, you know, that's on pace to have a really good, strong team next year. But you have got to play better football and stop playing such sloppy football.
I can't wait to that game to play sloppy.
All right, let's turn the page, focus on championship weekend.
Thanks for letting me vent, though.
Anytime, Gov. You have a direct line, sir, anytime you need a call in. But seriously, nobody had the Commanders going this far, and here they are. And, you know, the story is just incredible. B. Mitch and I have a steadfast rule. We're not talking about everything they've accomplished this year because there's a game to preview, right? Eventually the time will come for accomplishment talk.
Yeah.
But
looking back.
Yeah, right now they got Philly. How blown away were you by that performance in Detroit? And kind of what do you think for this weekend, Governor?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it reverts back to what I said before. I mean, the Lions on paper are arguably the best team in football. I mean, you know, what they have two losses in the regular season. They've been playing great football all throughout the year. But I mean, they had, I think, three turnovers in the first half. You can't win in the league if you're doing that. Not at this level, not when you get this far into the playoffs. And so, you know, I think it was both the fact that Goff really showed off how inconsistent that he is, and you know that I'm, you know, you can't, there are some times with teams you can win without having like a star quarterback, but you cannot have a quarterback who will beat you. And I think that's what the Lions are showing, that, you know, I'm not sure if they got the guy who can actually bring them any further. But let's also be clear, the Commanders defense showed up. I mean, you don't get the Detroit Lions playing, you know, making those kind of dumb errors and the interceptions and all that kind of stuff just because. I think the Commanders defense, when you're thinking about where the Commanders were at the start of the year and where the Commanders defense is now at the end of the year, we're watching two different teams. We're watching two different, two different assignments on the defensive end. And so, not just big ups to, you know, people talk about what's happening with Jaden Daniels, and I'll get to that in a second, but it's the Commanders defense that is really starting to, that's really starting to show improve right now. And they're just doing it at the right time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? That is what Dan Quinn and Joe Witt have preached all year, is
you've got to be able
to create these turnovers. And they're getting that done at a really impressive level, I would say.
They really are.
You mentioned Jaden there. How impressed have you been with his level of play?
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, Jaden if you can't look at this game and think this guy is a rookie. I mean, it's absurd how poised that this guy is. He's right now. I mean, think about it. He is the most efficient quarterback in the league in the no huddle offense, and the no huddle offense is the most complicated frame of an offense to pick up, particularly as a rookie. Because, you know, when you don't have to run in the no huddle, you can hide a lot of weaknesses, right? You can hide a lot of things because you have time to be able to regroup. You have time to be able to get your team lined up. You have time to be able to make the adjustments. The no huddle offense is ridiculously difficult to be able to run efficiently. And I'm talking about for somebody who's been in the league 5, 6, 7, 8 years. This guy's doing it as a rookie. And he's the most efficient one in the entire NFL. So, I mean, that alone helps to explain the phenomenon of Jaden Daniels, just how good this kid is and how quickly that he is. And, I mean, you know, the other one that really gets me on this is if you look at fourth down conversions, first of all, you have a coaching staff that is just like has no fear.
yeah.
But when you're looking at which I love, honestly, I love that. But also you look at what's happening on fourth down conversions. Do you know the Commanders are converting 87% of their fourth downs?
Mm-hmm.
That's absurd. 87% of their fourth down conversions that they are getting done with a rookie quarterback. And so I just think what's happening right now with the Commanders is special. Like real talk, listen, we got to find an answer for Saquon. Saquon is, and it's both Saquon, but it's also just that offensive line, which is just some dogs down there.
Sure.
And Saquon is playing great, great football. But you find an answer for Saquon Barkley. Do not let him get those long, bruising runs. You know, he can do the kind of, you know, he's going to get the ball quite a bit, but keep him from getting the ones like we saw against the Rams, the 30 and the 40 and the 50-yard runs. I really think that the Commanders are going to go up to Philly and are going to take this win this weekend.
Wow. So I think there's a very, very real chance. They've got a chance, dude.
Yeah, they're New Orleans bound. They're New Orleans bound.
Would you?
Will
you go down there? I don't know. Do you go to the Super Bowl normally? Yeah.
I will walk to New Orleans if the Commanders are there. Absolutely. That's what. If one of our teams are in the Super Bowl, oh please, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
We will see you there, sir. I mean, are already slated to go. If the Burgundy and Gold goes, it's going to change.
Our trip might be extended.
I think we're going to be there like 12 days. I don't know that physically I can handle New Orleans for 12 days.
I got you. Don't worry about it.
New Orleans is a fun city, man. New Orleans is a fun city, but it is going to be crazy, crazy if the Commanders are down there. Crazy. But I really do. I mean, I think that the Commanders have a real shot. And again, it goes back to the same formula we always talk about, right? Hot, healthy, and don't make dumb mistakes. And I think that the Commanders are all of those things right now. I think that the Eagles, we'll see exactly how Jalen's knee is, because it's very obvious that knee, you know, had some troubles, particularly towards the end of the game last time around. Saquon, he has the hand issue. Now, again, you know, a hand issue from a running back, it's kind of like a quarterback with their offhand. It's like, how much is that really going to impact you?
Right.
But you know what? You're going to get, if your hand is hurting, your hand is going to get hit multiple times during that game. And so we'll see exactly what happens there. But I mean, and you got to hold on to the ball. But the thing that we do know is that the Commanders are hot, the Commanders are healthy, and the Commanders are not making dumb mistakes. And I do think that's the formula for how you get to, you know, how you get to New Orleans.
Absolutely. Gov, what do you think about the other game, Chiefs-Bills?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, there's
can you
a,
even
there's
watch that
of,
one, or does it hurt?
It definitely hurts. It definitely hurts because these are two teams that I think, truthfully, the Ravens could beat, and we should have been able to beat the Bills. I think that this was the year for us to be able to beat the Chiefs. So I'm almost, in some ways, because I'm petty like that, I'm always almost hoping that the Chiefs win just simply so they can win again and so that the Ravens can beat them next year so we can be the ones and knock the Chiefs off the pedestal, because I don't want the Bills to do it. But I really do believe that this Chiefs team is still so sneaky good. And they all the one thing about the Chiefs is people keep, I mean, like, people forget, they play their best football in the playoffs. And they have done it for the past 3 years, where they're always a good regular season team, a very good regular season team. I mean, they lost one game this year, ironically, to the Bills. But they really show off when it comes playoff time. And I don't know if I told y'all the story when, you know, last time when we played them in the AFC Championship last year. And I'm at the game, and the Ravens come out, and they're like, you know, they're all hyped up, and the crowd's all hyped up, and everyone's doing backflips. And the Chiefs came out just like head down, no music. Oh, I mean, like, they just blocked everything out. And I watched them as they came out of the tunnel. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, we're going to lose this game. Because, like, they were like, we're acting like we've been here before. We're acting like we've been here before. And so they blocked the noise out. And they went out there and they played a great game. And obviously we saw what happened. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. But I just feel like the Bills are very excited. They're very hyped. And I think that the Chiefs are going to come out like they've been here before. This is just another game for them. And they play their best game during the playoffs. And if you saw what happened last week with the Chiefs, you know, again, they don't make mistakes. And that's really tough to beat in our arrowhead.
Governor, we appreciate your time. You, Gov. We'll see you in New Orleans, sir.
Man, I'm telling you. Now, will y'all go no matter what, or just if the Commanders go?
Oh, we're going.
No matter what.
We'll do Radio Row during the week.
I love it.
Thank you, Governor.
Yo, I'll see y'all down there, man. It's a fun city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Try to keep Carter sane this weekend. I know he's going to go nuts.
Oh, you know, that's Mission Impossible. That's Mission Impossible. He is so ready. And, you know, it's crazy because just think about it. The last time the Commanders or, the Washington football team, the Skins, the last time that they were there, I think I wasn't in middle school yet. The last time we're talking about an NFC Championship game.
Crazy. Thank you, Governor. Talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, y'all. I appreciate y'all so much.
Right back at you. Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Absolute legend, that dude, man. We're going to play Jeff's song again, and we're going to open up these phone lines.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.